Hello and welcome back to the Adventures in Marketing podcast. If this is your first time listening, thank you for giving it a chance. If you are a returning listener, thank you for sticking with me. If you are enjoying the show, I would love it if you'd hit that subscribe button and leave me a review. The reviews help others see that the podcasts are interesting and gives them an idea of what to expect. So reviews and subscribes are super helpful to me. So please feel free to review with abandon. On today's episode, I want to talk about failure. And it's kind of a weird one to talk about, right? Because we kind of try to scoop all of our failures under the rug and shove them in the corner, dump them in the closet. We don't want to talk about them. But the thing is that we learn from our failures. We learn in failing, we learn what to do better. And a lot of times, if we don't have a failure or we don't have something that didn't work, we wouldn't be able to fix it to get to where we want to go. So I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that you're going to fail. Everybody does, and it's a normal thing. The good news is that you're going to survive that failure. The baddisher news is that you're going to fail again. You don't just get a one fail in life and never fail again. And wouldn't that be awesome if that was true? I don't know what I would pick as my like one thing I could fail, but everything else would work. I feel like that would be a really good party question. But it's going to happen, and it's going to happen more than once. So most of my clients are moms and business owners. And what that means is that between those two big tasks that we have in managing our lives, we can fail 5 times before breakfast because we have so much going on and there are so many moving parts to what we do. Almost universally, none of us stop and give up for the whole day because we have things to do. We still have kids to get to school. If they're going to school, we still have meetings to get to. We still have things that have to get done. And so I think it's really important that we keep going. And here's the thing about failure. It gives us space to learn and it gives us new perspective that we would have missed. And sometimes that can look like a launch or a sale falling flat. And we can learn that we didn't prepare enough. We can learn that for whatever reason, our own interest in the project that we were so excited about didn't hold up to attracting people. We can learn that we priced it wrong. We can learn that we needed to start much earlier than we thought. We can learn that our copy wasn't quite what it needed to be to get those buyers who might be interested in our cool thing. And, you know, sometimes that means canceling classes. Sometimes that means canceling workshops. Sometimes that means quietly removing that offer from our website and trying to never think about it again. I've definitely done that. But also sometimes it means we raise our prices because we realize that we burn out. And maybe the reason that our enthusiasm wasn't there is because the offer was priced too low. The thing that we wanted to sell, the thing that we were so excited about, was priced too low. And when we realized that, it was too late, right? It was already out there into the world and it wasn't good. Or we realize that the failure that we have because that client didn't work out is because they weren't an ideal client for us. They weren't a good match, either personality-wise or pricing-wise. And we learn that, and the only reason we can learn that is because we've been through those experiences. If we didn't have those experiences, we wouldn't realize it. And I think one of the big things, too, is that when we come up against something that doesn't work, either it's, you know, a client relationship, or it is an offer or a project that we were really excited about, sometimes we realize that that's not where we wanted to go, right? We get caught up in all of these other ideas and shoulds and things that we should be doing or we're told we should be doing or we think we should be doing. And in reality, we really just have to listen to what works best for us and our personalities. And so I think sometimes those failures come because we get caught up in somebody else's stuff. And we wouldn't know that. We wouldn't realize that we were caught up in somebody else's stuff unless we had been taken to that point and realized, oh man, this is not where I want to be right now. There's a book called Tribe of Mentors. It's like this giant thick book with answers from, you know, CEOs and like some sports people, maybe some actual famous people, I don't know. But it's like a series of questions that they answered and the answer is a little paragraph. And it's one of the cool books that I have that I love to just pick up and flip open when I'm sort of like feeling in the need for inspiration or a different perspective or sort of like, how does somebody else handle this? And one of the questions in the book that I like is, what was your favorite failure? Right. And so you have these CEOs and these sports figures, they're asking, what was their favorite failure? Right. So not only are they saying, you know, tell us about that time that you messed up, but also tell us which one was your favorite, implying, right, that there's more than one and that you can have enough to have a favorite. And I just think it's such a powerful question because it forces us to look at what's worked and what hasn't worked. Because not every offer is going to land and not every idea is going to work the way we want it to. But at the same time, knowing that shouldn't stop you from trying. Failure shouldn't stop you. It should inspire you to examine what you're doing and to keep growing in your business and in your goals. The next time you feel like you have failed at something, I want you to, you know, go ahead, grovel in it, wallow, write bad poetry, listen to sad songs, watch a sad show, vent to your friends, whatever you need to get to that point where you can talk about it. And once you've done that, you know, and set a time period because you don't want to do it forever. But once you've done that, you need to go back and look at what didn't work and why. And really take it apart. Give it enough time. You know, don't do it the next day because that's too soon. But give it a month or a couple of months or a couple of weeks, whatever works best for you. And really look at what didn't work. Where did it fail and why? And in fact, I think a really great exercise as I wrap up today's episode would be for you to ask yourself what your favorite failure was. I'll share mine. Every now and then, probably about once a year, it's happened for the past 3 years, I get it in my head, because this is what marketing people do, is I have to have some sort of big course with lots of videos and, you know, worksheets and all of these things, right? Because that's what we do as marketing people or small business owners. We create courses. You know, I get halfway through it every time. And I spend so many hours working on it. And remember, I've done this 3 years in a row. And then at the end, whenever I hit that breaking point where I realize I hate this and I don't want to do it, I was like, oh, wait, right. I don't want to do this. And so I have strict instructions for people to yell at me if I start doing a course again, or if I start talking about it, because it's really not me. That's not the way I work. I don't work well with people if I just send them something and I never hear back from them and I never get feedback and I can't tailor it to their needs. So that's my favorite failure. And the fact that I've done it multiple years and spent at least 100 hours and I don't even know how much time writing things just really goes to show you that I am a Taurus and I am very stubborn. Really, that's my favorite failure. I wish I could make it work, but then I realize at the same time I don't. But I wouldn't know that if I hadn't tried it. I don't know if I needed to do it 3 years in a row, but apparently I did. So that's my favorite failure. One thing that I am doing differently that is not a failure is I just opened a membership group. And the reason I opened a membership group is because I work best when I'm working with somebody one-on-one, when I know their personality, when I know their business, when I know what their goals are, and not in a general ideal avatar kind of way, but like actually know that person. So if you think that this is something that you might be interested in, you can go to gwenmontoya.com/membership, and that will take you to the membership page. It is a month-to-month payment. There's no contract. I really just want it to be a gym, a marketing gym, an accountability space, a place where you can come and work on your business and know that the information you're getting is tailored to you versus trying to sift through hours of YouTube videos and blog posts and articles that are packed with somebody else's opinion and their affiliate links because they're trying to make money off of the thing they're trying to advise you to do. If you think you want to join that, gwenmontoya.com/membership. I'd love to have you. So thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, I would love a review and please hit that subscribe button. Share it with a friend. Sharing is caring. And I will see you on the next episode.